This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The fundamental outline of the American housing market right now, you know. Mortgage rates are high, inventory is low, and prices keep going up. Up to record highs, in point of fact. Home prices in the 20 biggest metro areas in this economy peaked as last year drew to a close. That's according to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which came out this morning. Among many other challenges, that kind of market makes it tricky at best for people to get into what's historically been called a starter home, the proverbial foot in the door of the American housing market, the light on frills, light on square footage, but also light on the wallet property young families can maybe spend a couple of years in, build up some equity, and then trade up. Starter homes do, of course, still exist, but they look a whole lot different than they used to. Marketplace's Amy Scott and Matt Levin have this bi-coastal glimpse into the past, present, and future of the starter home.
All right, Amy, I went to check out a starter home in San Jose, California, the most expensive starter home market in the country, according to Redfin.
So I'm guessing it costs like $1 million?
Sadly, you are not far off. Here's what one of those starter homes look like.
Vamos.
Isaias Castro and his realtor Mina Fernandez are giving me a tour of his 776 square foot house in East San Jose. The Redfin listing calls it a cute as can be starter home for, get this, $839,000. It's a quick tour, two beds, one bath. But it's got a pretty big backyard, which came in handy when all four of Castro's kids were using that one bathroom in the morning.
When you go for the pee-pee, no problem. I go outside like a ranch.
So really, it's one and a half bathrooms.
You can make your jokes, Amy, but Castro says he loves this house. Castro bought it for around $300,000 more than 20 years ago. Back then, he was a driver for a local medical supply company. Bay Area housing wasn't cheap in the early 2000s, but it was possible for Castro to get his foot in the door. Now he's selling, partly to be closer to two of his adult children. Both moved to California's much cheaper Central Valley to find their starter homes.
Yes, they tried to buy something here, but it was too expensive for them. That's why they left to buy out there.
Castro's house was built in 1959 at the tail end of the post-World War II starter home boom. Elaine Stiles is an architectural historian at Roger Williams University. She's looking at photos of the property.
The thing that really signals that this is a starter home is that when you open the front door, bam, you're right in the living room.
Developers in this era specialized in fun-sizing the trappings of the middle class, a dining alcove instead of a room, an extended roofline over the front door instead of a porch. And according to a newspaper ad for this model from 1959, this home cost just $10,750.
Wow. Okay, Matt, just to pop in here, so what would that be in today's dollars?
Still upsettingly cheap. That's only $112,000. And cheap mortgages from the federal government made that even more affordable, but almost exclusively for white borrowers.
Latinos, Asians, in some cases, people who are of the Jewish faith, and African Americans don't have access, equal access to any of this.
But for working class white families, starter homes were a major step in building generational wealth, a symbol of upward mobility.
You start small and you work your way up.
And then, as you know, Amy, home builders just kept building affordable starter homes for the rest of time, and the American housing market lived happily ever after.
No.
It's almost like the starter home is gone.
So this is Jenny Nichols. She follows new home trends at John Burns Research and Consulting. And Nichols says builders have a hard time making money on small homes these days because land, materials, and labor just cost so much more today.
And so then you run into, if I build something small, I still have to charge too much for it.
Some builders are trying to meet demand for entry-level housing, though. I went to see a brand new development in rural Delaware called Hamlet of Tillery.
Hamlet of Tillery? Can we cue the loop music?
Yeah, the sales agent actually wants to have a Renaissance-themed grand opening this spring. Eventually, Hamlet of Tillery will be 27 homes on half-acre lots, selling in the mid-300,000 range. And their smallest model, called the Acclaim, does look like a modern version of the classic starter home. A small white box, basically, with a blue door. The sales rep, Sasha Greenlee, with the Builder Reward Homes, shows me inside.
This is your 1,300-square-foot home. It actually has 3 bedrooms and 2 baths.
Wow, so you can almost fit 2 of my San Jose starter homes in there.
Yes, but by today's standards, it's small. And the price, $332,000. Greenlee says you're not going to find a detached single-family home for much less around here, especially with all the trappings buyers expect today.
You're getting the 2-car garage. You're getting the primary suite with an ensuite and a walk-in closet, the large open concept, you know, kitchen and living and dining room area.
Walking around the house, you can see some of the ways the builder has kept costs down. Vinyl flooring instead of wood, hollow doors. But the big reason these houses are more affordable is the location. Land is cheaper out in the country. Caitlin McKenzie bought one of the houses in August with her fiancé, Nestor Gonzalez, after looking for a year closer to town.
We were almost worried, like, oh, we're in the middle of nowhere. Is this going to be okay?
They're in their mid-20s. She manages a pediatric dental office. He works at Verizon. And they definitely see this as their starter home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, probably not add on as much, but if anything, move into something else. Mm-hmm. And use this as like a rental property or something.
They feel like they got in just in time. Since they bought their house, prices have gone up.
So does their house have a name like the Acclaim?
Yep, their model is called the Triumph, which, you know, is a pretty good description of what it feels like to actually land a starter home these days. In Greenwood, Delaware.
And in San Jose, California.
I'm Amy Scott.
And I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Should it so happen that you miss something on the air, we get it. Life's hard. Try our podcast, though. Marketplace.org or follow us on the platform of your choice.